Hello there, I'm Joe Burgoyne, host for Options Talk with OIC. You know, options can be a complex product, but we hope today's show will help take away some of the mystique about it. The Options Industry Council was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. So here are a couple ways to stay in touch. You can become a fan of OIC on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at options_edu and join our group OIC on LinkedIn. There are a variety of different spread strategies to choose from when trading options. A couple of trading strategies that are good to know are bull and bear spreads. On today's show, we're going to define each and talk about how each of them works. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commission, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. Multiple leg strategies involve multiple commission charges. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's introduce our guest for today's topic on bull and bear spreads. We have Russell Rhodes, CFA, and an instructor at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. Russell, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Joe. It's great to be here.
Now, Russell, what's your role over at the CBOE?
Joe, I'm one of the four instructors for the Options Institute at the CBOE. I'm also a course content developer. I come up with a lot of the content we use in the classes that we have at the CBOE. Additionally, I recently completed a book on option spreads. Actually, I have two chapters in that book devoted to today's topic, bull and bear spreads.
Fantastic. Well, sounds like you wear a lot of hats. Also joining us today from the OIC Call Center, we have Bill Ryan, a senior specialist of investor services at the Options Clearing Corporation. Bill, what do you do over at the OCC?
Joe, I work for the Options Help Desk. One of the things we do there is help investors and traders learn about different option strategies and what the possible risks and benefits associated with those strategies would be.
And I think we'll get into some of that here today. I want to thank you both for being here. Let's get right into today's topic. Bull and bear spreads are also known as vertical call and put spreads. How about if we get started by defining them? Russell?
Sure. A vertical spread's constructed through the simultaneous purchase of one option and the sale of another. Both contracts are the same type, that is, they're a put or a call, have the same underlying security, whether it be an index, a stock, or an exchange-traded fund, and the same expiration. The difference between the two options is the strike price of the contract. When a higher strike option is sold and a lower strike option is purchased, the result is a bullish vertical spread. When a higher strike option is purchased and the lower strike option is sold, the result is a bearish vertical spread. Note, I did not specify a put or call, just an option.
So, and in those examples, you're talking in the money and out of the monies.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And for instance, a bull spread with calls would be initiated through buying that lower strike call, selling a higher strike call. The same payout structure may be created through buying a lower strike put and selling a higher strike put. The risk and reward will be the same for the bull spread created with all calls and all puts. There's some slight differences as far as what happens at initiation of the trade and the mechanics at option expiration.
Now, Bill, can you give us an example of how a bull spread would work right through expiration?
I'll be glad to, Joe. Recently, company XYZ was trading at $45.04 a share.
Our favorite company.
The buy side of our spread, a $40 call with about 100 days till expiration, is trading at $5.70. The sell side of the spread, a $45 call expiring in the same month, is trading at about $2.30. The total cost, or net debit for the spread, is $3.40. This is our maximum risk for the position. The $3.40 debit can be used to calculate our break-even point. Break-even point is where the stock needs to be trading at expiration for the trader to be breaking even or not losing any money on the position. To calculate the break-even point, simply add the cost of the spread, $3.40, to the buy-side strike price, which was $40. Our break-even point is $43.40 a share.
Now, Bill, are there any tools that the OIC offers where investors can go and test this kind of thing?
Absolutely, Joe. The OIC website offers visitors a terrific trading tool known as the Position Simulator that will illustrate the important information that we're discussing here. And it will allow them to conduct what-if analysis. What will the value of this position be if the stock moves this way or that way?
Beautiful. And that's at www.optionseducation.org, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, super. Now, Russell, how about the bull put spread? Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. The bull put spread has the same goal, but is constructed using put options instead of call options. Often when I'm discussing this in live classes, I get an inquisitive look from students when I associate a put option and a bullish outlook, as many beginner option traders do not associate a put option with a bullish trade. A bull put spread is constructed by selling a more expensive put option and purchasing a put option with a lower premium. This means you are selling a put with a higher strike price and buying a put with a lower strike price. Using Bill's XYZ example with a stock trading around 45, if our goal is for XYZ to be above 45 at expiration, we would sell a 45 put and buy a 40 put. The result would be a credit.
Well, it's interesting you mention, you know, you talk about bullish and puts and getting weird looks from people. You know, I remember the same thing, you know, when I started in this industry. You know, you think of puts in terms of downside for the most part, but here you're giving an example where that's not the case.
Absolutely. You know, calls can be used in a bearish situation and puts can be used in a bullish situation. It's just how you go about constructing the spread.
Excellent. Well, you know, following up, can you run us through the different scenarios at expiration?
Absolutely. With a vertical spread, basically at expiration, there are three scenarios. First, in the case of my example, if XYZ is above the higher strike price, or 45, then both options are out of the money. Both options will expire, and the result is a profit equal to the credit received when the position was initiated. If we'd taken in $2 when initiating this bullish spread, then that $2 is the profit from the trade. The second potential scenario would involve the stock landing between the two strike prices at expiration, below 45 but above 40. This would result in the short put being in the money, or only a single option with the two options in the spread having some value at expiration. Since we are short this option, that would actually be a negative value to us. With a credit of $2 being received, as long as the 45 put is less than $2 in the money, we'll have a partial profit from this trade. With more than $2 of value for this short option, we would realize a loss from the vertical spread. The break-even may be determined by subtracting the premium received when we initiated the trade from the higher strike price of 45, or in this case, subtracting 2 from 45 for a result of 43 being the break-even.
So that's two scenarios, and I'm guessing, you know, there may be one more?
There is one more. The third one, the final outcome would involve both options being in the money at expiration. For the spread using a 45 strike put and a 40 strike put, this would have XYZ below 40 at expiration. Below 40, both the short 45 strike put and the 40 put would be in the money. The 45 strike put would be worth 5 points more than the 40 strike put, so the spread would have a negative value of 5. This spread is a short an option that is worth 5 points more than the option we are long. So at any price below 40, the spread is worth minus 5 points to us. This is offset by the credit of 2 points we received when the trade was initiated, resulting in a loss on the vertical spread of 3 points.
Russell, that is a lot of information and excellent information, but I can see we're running out of time for today. However, I think it is an important topic for our listeners, so I'd like to invite you and Bill back to talk about it one more time. Are you willing to do that, guys?
I'll be happy to be there, Joe.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, tune in next week to Options Talk with OIC and hear more about bull and bear spreads with Bill and Russell. In the meantime, we've got a lot of tools and resources for you on our website, which Bill mentioned earlier, a few of the different tools. Please do check us out. at www.optionseducation.org. If you ever have any topic suggestions for the show, or you want to know more about what we are doing, please email us at options@theocc.com. And don't forget the social links we provided at the beginning of our show. You can join us at LinkedIn, become a fan on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening, and remember, a little options education goes a long way.